the former police chief and a regular guest on this program, former police chief James Craig, launching his campaign for governor. I can't help but say finally. It's not been a secret, obviously. But apparently now it will happen officially this coming Tuesday on Belle Isle. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, is all over the story. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W., and it's calling it the campaign kickoff tour. It's going to start on Tuesday, 10 a.m., when he will make an announcement that he is going to run for governor. That's former police chief James Craig. That will be followed by events that will take place in Flint and in Grand Rapids. Now, Craig formed what he called an exploratory committee to challenge Governor Gretchen Whitmer on July 21st and said he would likely make an announcement after Labor Day. We all know on the 21st he did go on television and said he was going to run, but this is the formal deal next Tuesday. Now, you got nine Republicans that have announced candidates seeking the Republican nomination so far. You got a Michigan State Police captain, a conservative cable TV commentator, a Kalamazoo chiropractor, Oakland County pastor, Ottawa County real estate agent, Livingston County evangelist and substitute teacher. You have a document specialist out of Detroit, a Lansing businessman, and a Grand Rapids entrepreneur. Now, Craig was asked last month if he believes the 2020 election was stolen from former President Donald Trump. He said, if there was evidence, if there was a proper investigation that the election was stolen, and then he said, I don't have that information. Now, the Michigan Democratic Party said Craig promised he would hold summer listening tours of Michigan before making an announcement, but the tour apparently never materialized. Well, his spokesman, Craig's spokesman, Ted Goodman, said, although he hasn't held anything public, he has been traveling the state for several weeks, meeting with people and listening to their ideals. And that will commence on next Tuesday, 10 a.m., Belle Isle, followed by events in Flint and Grand Rapids for the official campaign kickoff tour.
You know, what's amazing to me, Lloyd, is that I've heard people say, or the pundits, whoever they are, the pundits say that he doesn't have good name recognition around the state. He's the only one that's been on national television a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you don't have name recognition. People in Duluth know who former police chief James Craig is. So I got to believe that they know him in Michigan. And by the way, just so the record is straight, because it's reportedly and reported as news, this newspaper story says he said he was running during a TV appearance on Fox News at night, and then he appeared to pull back that declaration in a July 22nd radio interview. That was on WJR on this program.
Right.
So somehow that doesn't make the local newspaper report. Fox News does, but the local station doesn't. This is one of the reasons Detroit has shot itself in the foot over the years. But that's another story for another time. Yes, I have a strong opinion on that. But meanwhile, he's been in the exploratory phase for a very long time. Do you know exactly why the timing is such that he would make this announcement this coming Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Belle Isle?
Other than the fact that, you know, he said he was going to make an announcement after Labor Day, and maybe someone has talked to him and said, if you're going to run for governor of Michigan, you probably need to announce in Michigan as opposed to being on television. But I'm sure he's going to – how much you want to bet that he'll be on TV probably that night?
Oh, yeah. Tucker Carlson, no doubt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll feature him with that story, and that's fine. Good for him. Look,
yeah.
Our governor, our attorney general, our secretary of state, all of them have made the rounds on those networks,
yep. Yes.
Meaning
yes.
National news rather than just local or statewide news.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the precedent is set. Who can blame them? There's a powerful drug attached to going on national television. I mean, there just is. People who wouldn't go on national television if given the opportunity, generally speaking.
You know, more people see you from all over as opposed to in that local area.
Yeah. It's a little bit much to think of it, but when I used to fill in for Rush Limbaugh, and I did a number of his shows, I filled in for him a number of times, but to realize that just on one of his shows in filling in for him, I had more listeners than in my 45 or 50 years of broadcasting. I mean, think about that. It's on one show with the millions and millions of people. So it's intoxicating. I understand that.
It is. But and when you're trying to raise money too, you know, you get your website on there a couple of times and have people from, you know, other places, you know, send in money because, you know, money is a big deal too. You got to have money to run these campaigns, Paul W.
I've never seen anything like it as we have in the last several years. People in other races, in other states, asking us for money to help them win in the other states. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. It's a whole new world, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Different world indeed. And we're happy to bring it to our WJR listeners through the great help of WJR senior news analysts like the one and only Lloyd Jackson. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.